This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israel and the militant Islamic Jihad movement in Gaza have agreed to a truce, Palestinian officials said, signaling an end to the worst episode of cross-border fire since a 10-day war in 2021. Even as the truce was being finalized, the two sides kept up firing, with warning sirens sounding in southern Israel and Israel's military announcing it had hit 6 operational command posts of Islamic Jihad. Ukraine's president was in Rome for talks with Pope Francis and Italy's president and its premier as Ukraine fights to liberate itself from Russia's invasion launched last year, AP correspondent Karen Thomas reports.
A military band played as Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky was welcomed by Italian Premier Giorgia Meloni outside of Chigi Palace. Upon his arrival, many Ukrainians and Italians alike lined the streets of Rome to welcome him. Elena Litvinova told the AP she hopes Ukraine will be victorious.
It's an incredible crime and we want that Kremlin maniac should be stopped.
Zelensky is also due to meet Pope Francis, who recently said that the Vatican has launched a behind-the-scenes initiative to try to end the war launched by Russia last year. I'm Karen Chamas.
Syria has extended permission for the United Nations to use 2 additional border crossings for post-earthquake aid for 3 more months, a Syrian official said on Saturday. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad initially agreed to open the 2 crossings for 3 months starting on February 13th, a week after an earthquake that killed more than 50,000 people in Turkey and in Syria. This is VOA News. Somalia's army says it has killed more than 36 al-Shabaab militants in the latest offensive against the group. Ahmed Mohammed reports from Mogadishu.
Somalia's Deputy Information Minister Abdirahman Al-Adala told state media Saturday that forces from the intelligence unit with the support of international partners killed 44 al-Shabaab militants in the Ali Futo area, about 200 kilometers from the capital, Mogadishu, near the Kuntrawari district of the Lower Shabelle region. The minister said the militants were regrouping at the time. The operation comes about a week after the Somali army said it killed 67 militants in the central Muduk region. Ahmed Mohammed for VOA News, Mogadishu, Somalia.
The death toll linked to a doomsday cult in Kenya has hit 201 after police exhumed more than 22 bodies on Saturday. Most of them bore signs of starvation, according to the Coast Regional Commissioner. More than 600 people are still missing. The bodies are believed to be followers of a pastor based in coastal Kenya, Paul McKenzie. He's alleged to have ordered congregants to starve till death to meet Jesus. McKenzie, who was arrested last month, remains in custody. Turkish President Tayyip Erdogan held his last election rallies in Istanbul on Saturday, accusing the opposition of working with Kurdish militants to topple him, while making a final appeal ahead of the biggest challenge to his 20-year rule. Polls ahead of Sunday's election show Erdogan trailing the main opposition candidate a day, as it is one of the most consequential elections in Turkey's modern history. However, if neither of them wins more than 50% of the vote and secures an outright win, the vote will go to a runoff on May 28th. The U.S. city of Seattle will pay $2.3 million to whistleblowers to settle a lawsuit over ex-Mayor Jenny Durkin's 2020 deleted texts, AP correspondent Julie Walker explains.
The lawsuit was brought by employees who helped reveal that thousands of then-Mayor Durkin's text messages had been deleted in 2020 amid protests over George Floyd's death at the hands of Minneapolis police. The Seattle Times reports the terms of the settlement were finalized this week after the whistleblower complaint. Texts of other top officials were also discovered to be missing from that period when police used tear gas against Black Lives Matter protest crowds and vacated a police precinct. The agreement says the settlement is not an admission of wrongdoing. I'm Julie Walker.
Follow us on the VOA mobile app or find more news and information on our website, voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey.